I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. No matter how many climate change stories and interviews the world throws at you, it all boils down to a simple question. What are you going to do about the problem of a warming atmosphere? Put another way, what are we as Americans going to do about it? Today, a response of sorts from the Obama administration in the form of a major new plan to cut climate pollution. The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson, is here with us to help unpack the plan. What are the broad strokes of Obama's initiative, Peter?
Well, Marco, the nutshell version is that the plan requires states to cut carbon dioxide pollution from electricity generation by 30% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. And they can do that however they want to do, and there's a pretty big grab bag of options for that. They could start by cleaning up old power plants, ones that exist already. They could replace those old power plants with newer ones that are cleaner. They could invest in renewable energy or nuclear power or both. They could invest in efficiency, which would cut demand for electricity. But behind all of this is basically a push to clamp down on pollution from coal-fired power plants. Power plants together are responsible for roughly a third of the country's carbon dioxide emissions, and coal plants are by far the dirtiest kind of power plant.
Okay, so targeting power plants first, that seems pretty significant. Is a 30% cut, though, for power plants enough?
This actually isn't their first approach to the problem. First was an agreement back in the early days of the administration to roughly double fuel efficiency from cars. Also, you remember there were lots of effort to help build up the green energy infrastructure. So this is actually most likely the last big initiative on climate change from the Obama administration, but also the most difficult. And you got to remember how we got here. Obama came in promising quick action on climate. You remember in 2010, Congress, the House of Representatives passed this cap and trade bill. It died in the Senate, and the Congress has pretty much been gridlocked since then. The alternative then for the administration was to go it alone using the Clean Air Act. That's what they're doing, and they've spent 4 years basically working this up. Your second question, is this enough? No. It would be enough to meet the Obama administration's goal of cutting carbon emissions by 17% by 2020. But even they admit that that's not anywhere near enough for the U.S. to do, and certainly not enough for the whole world to do.
So, Peter, isn't American industry just going to turn around in response to this plan and say it's going to kill the economy?
They will say that. They already are saying that. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is saying it's going to cost the economy about $50 billion a year. To that, the administration basically says, poppycock. Here's what Gina McCarthy, who is the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, had to say about that today.
Critics claim that your energy bills will skyrocket. Well, they're wrong. Should I say that again? They're wrong.
And she went on to add this.
And given the astronomical price that we pay for climate inaction, the most costly thing that we can do is to do nothing.
So, Peter, what are the next steps on this plan?
Well, it'll be about 6 months of public comment. Final rule will be written in about a year. The states will have about another year after that to get their plans together. But, of course, there's going to be big pushback from Congress and in the courts, and you can expect big headwinds to this plan.
The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco.